violence and solved cold cases with these politically incorrect assholes. The Fort Show is unlike any true crime podcast you've ever heard in your life. It's men talking about men stuff with murders.
With murder.
Wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube and Rumble at Radio Ford.
Hey, Stoutsy, what offends you?
People like Kevin.
How do you feel about that, Kevin?
Pretty open-minded to it, so just explain it and we'll get through this.
And this is Offended, presented by the Anything But Credible Network and Cobb's Clothing.
We get our fucking bully therapy session out of the way. You fucking losers, dude.
You fucking... So, I told my therapist, I was like, one of my friends, I was talking about you, actually. And she's like, oh, did that scare you when he was sick? I'm like, well, he looked like a bag of bones.
So, yeah, dude. Yeah. I was all fucking...
You saw him, like, the first seven months after,
yeah.
And we were parking right by, like, a place that does, like, AA meetings. So I was parking my car, and all of a sudden I see this dude walk up. To my friend, to my driver, which I was like, what is this fucking crackhead doing? And Jim just like lifts up his shirt. And like, oh my god, you look so bad.
Dude, he goes, ew, you look gross.
Oh my god, so unhealthy.
I was, dude. I was just fucking, to quote Theo Von, it was all bones and dick.
You were.
That's all I was, dude.
Yeah. But you were just bones.
So we start the next segment, it's just this.
Just bones and dick, dude. It was, dude. I was so skinny gross.
You were, dude. So when I first
sickly looking,
yeah,
I didn't know what to expect when you were like, "I'm really skinny now." And then when you came walking, I was like,
"Oh yeah, you guys dropped off that that hat for me."
I literally think I was out, like, "You were like, holy yeah. shit. Whoa, like feeble, holy shit!"
Yeah, I went from like 230 in that winter when I first started getting real sick to like 170, 180.
Yeah, I never seen,
and it
you
wasn't
that
like healthy
before.
Weight. No, no, it was like.
It was a saggy
skin. Yeah, dude, it was like, my face was all like, my neck
no, your
was
head
cut.
Was
like,
bigger than your body.
Yeah,
you
my hair was long and greasy because I couldn't get a fucking haircut.
Dude, you ended up doing a mullet.
I did, dude, I had a mullet.
And you sent me a Snapchat and said slut cut or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And Lily goes, he looks like Lord Farquaad. And it was the funniest thing Lily's ever said about Jim.
Dude, the best thing is when they started dating, like, a new Lily, but then I got sick, so I wasn't around at all. Yeah. And then, and so me and Kevin, the only, like, we would just send each other shit all through text or Instagram all the time. Be like late at night, Kevin would just be like, yeah, Lily keeps asking who I'm laughing at. I keep having to say it's you. Yeah, and she like kind of knew who I was, but like, no, it's like, who's this sick kid?
So, yeah. On my Alexa, I hope it didn't just trigger it. Very cool. But on that thing over there and the one in the kitchen, anytime, for whatever reason, there's like two images that always pop up, and it's so weird. The one's me and Rob Will, which is like really weird that one always comes up.
Yeah. That's actually a good thing, though.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I love it.
Get out of here, Rob.
It makes me feel pretty good. The second one that always comes up a lot, which I will never not laugh at every time I see it, I'm like, is you with like the thing wrapped around like your stomach of doing the with your shirt off, doing your eyes rolled in the back of your head, saying, "I'm the Undertaker." You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me see if I can pull up the picture. You have like a picture, you Snapchat you sent me. I took a screenshot. I'm like, this is one of the funniest Snapchats I've ever gotten.
With my bag on?
Put that screenshot.
It's like
on the link.
Right. It's like literally.
Oh, like right after I probably my surgery and stuff. Yeah. And I got the. Oh, that black bag that I wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually funny. Like, yeah.
Like I'm the Undertaker.
Because the Undertaker just looks gross. And he pulls like down like his black. Like skin. Singlet thing, whatever, and like then it just folds, just covers his fat.
Looks like Zoidberg.
Yeah, dude, it's gross.
That picture comes up all the time for whatever
that's
reason.
Jim looked at her, he lifted up his shirt. And my
you gotta find that.
I'm finding it right now. I'll find it right now. It's still those two pictures come up all the time, and I'm so happy that they do.
So dude, I was so
gross. Like you see, I got a picture of him like that in my memories. That was like randomly pop up, and it's just nice to see. A skinny gym every once in a while.
Dude, that was hot.
See, was it 2002, you think?
That was hot. Me?
2002 that he was hot.
Or 2022.
Probably the last
year. It would have been 2020. It would have been 2021.
2021?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Found it. Yeah. this comes up all the time. For whatever reason, it's one of the pictures that comes up all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's the Undertaker picture that we're talking about.
Sponsored by Spanx right now.
Just sunburned. Take,
that's what take, hey, wait. Wear. Wait, hold, your, hold that back up. Hold, take a picture with your phone. I like how you put Sarah like on your neck.
Oh, did I put the neck tattoo on there?
Oh, wow. That is nice. That is really nice.
When the Undertaker takes the straps.
Look at your neck.
I can't tell what I like more.
Dude, I remember I think instantly the first time I had to like change this where you could like see my intestine, I like took a picture and sent it to
you
people.
You did. I still got it snapped and like saved.
Is that the one you sent to me? I was like, never sent. Yeah. Oh, I've said that to you a few times.
Dude, there's a lot of people that were like, please don't ever send that
just
again.
Referred to Jim as like Jim's nub.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, recently, you sent me one of you throwing up, and I was like, never send me
you
that.
You sent that to me, too, and I was like, you son of a bitch. I threw up this morning as well. That's awesome.
But.
I think I threw up poop.
But.
You could have.
It's very possible.
I've seen your penis.
Mine?
Mine?
Oh, oh God, dude.
The best Snapchats.
I the tip of your penis. I was like,
dude, the worst one is sending somebody sneakily.
I was like, really? I was like, I just sent a picture of me on the scale, and I changed the fucking number to 69. And I said, skinny bitch, and there's, like, the, like, fucking
just
little,
the tip of your
just
dick.
Just my wiener head just, like, on there. And she's like, why would you send that out? It's like, what the fuck do you mean?
Dude, that's funny as shit.
Dude, I get how funny this is going to be. My friends open this, dude.
Just sitting on the couch.
It said, skinny
I hate
bitch.
I hate that I laughed, too. And I was like,
I'm literally
God
just sitting on the couch.
And
I'm like, I think I replayed it because I'm like, did I just see it? Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah. I did.
A cameo of the acorn.
it makes me laugh. I think it made me laugh hard because I knew you were on the other end going.
Dude, so funny. Yeah. He's like, what are you laughing at?
Well,
I just sent a dick pic to my friend.
I just said, just the tip.
It's like, you don't get it.
Yeah. You don't get our humor.
It's like, this is like you sending out a queef.
Yeah. That'd be so funny if girls just sent out.
You see this knuckle?
It's just like, my friend used to be able to do that on command. I was like, that is so fucking disgusting. Don't ever talk to me about that. And she's like, I was like, that's not how it sounds. How do you think these things sound? You're the two hand though. Like,
hey,
girl
mister.
Just sound like armpit farts. Yeah.
Guess what I had for breakfast? Beans.
Dude, it makes me laugh knowing that you're laughing on the other end.
Oh.
90% of the stuff you sent me isn't funny, but I know your reaction on the other end is crying, laughing. Like, more of my fucking
friends. I sent a Snapchat or an Instagram message thing to somebody, and it was like, the original lines of some Nirvana song, and I sent it to a friend Doug. It was like some explained thing, and then if you hit the video, it's some guy and you're like, oh fuck yeah, like fucking put it back in or something. He's like, I didn't realize it. He's like, I thought that I just opened up this message and thought you were into Nirvana, so I looked up this actual clip because I've seen it before. He's like, and then I hit the sound on your thing on your message. He's like, it makes so much sense. Like, yeah, dude, I'm never gonna send you anything serious.
Yeah, never. I don't know the last time I sent something serious. Oh, what's up, Kate? Hey.
Feral Cat, what's up?
Feral Cat.
It's the homie. I know you guys were talking shit earlier, but that is the one. She's the coolest.
Oh, God, dude. So when celebrities...
You only think she's the coolest because she's obsessed with you for no reason. Literally no reason.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If she didn't like me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
She's all right.
But...
She's fun.
She's all right.
So good.
Yeah, she's all right.
No, yeah. Fucking best.
Do you guys, if like, when a celebrity dude's dick pic comes out, do you look it up?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Drake thing?
I was going to say that.
I have yet to, but I know the celebrity.
You have yet to? You're no, lying. You're lying. You watched
have
it.
Have you seen the celebration of, like, the college, it was like a college
yes,
football
the
player.
Yes, yeah. He did it, dude.
Practice,
he laid on the ground. He's like, duh, 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 duh. Yeah.
I will say so there was a Snapchat from a person that I know that I'm not going to drop a name because it actually makes it funnier if you know who it is. But they had a picture of a, like, like a fucking like stuffed animal, not stuffed animal, but like a balloon animal.
Yeah.
And they're like, what does this look like? I'm like, no fucking way.
That was wild.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. Drake's dick.
Yeah, I was thinking about...
If you have Drake money and don't have a gigantic dick, what are you doing?
Dude, I know. Like, it is nice, though, to find out.
I don't have Drake money, but I have it.
Is there... What celebrity has a small dick that, like, has been, like, in a movie or been leaked out?
Are we assuming they have a small dick?
No, that's like... We've actually seen, like, in a movie or, like...
That's what I don't get, is that...
Okay, who has small dick energy?
I don't know. I assume that everybody that's, like, rich and made in entertainment has to have some type of big dick energy.
You heard that?
To, like, have the confidence to go do it. He does.
From the people at Mad Men.
Yeah, he's got a hammer on him, dude.
Yeah.
I just assume Gillian Murphy has
gigantic balls.
But then you find out...
Did you watch that in the...
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even, like, see it.
It's like, I'm not trying to watch this dude, like... I mean, great... Like, this old man womanizing
people. But people hyped it up like it was going to be like this big thing, and you don't even see it. If you see his ball sack, it's literally for like a split second.
Okay, yeah. I thought about the bomb. I thought I was going to be watching people fry.
So did I. Like, I was a little let down by the bomb.
Vulgar, but like, I thought I was going to watch.
I was a little let down. I thought they were going to.
It's like it's some fucking English drama that's going on. He's like, oh, I don't know, I can't properly raise my child because I'm so fucking smart. Get the fuck out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, see, I thought they were going to, like, show us fucking...
Movie. I've watched that movie, like, you can ask Katie, I watched that movie, like, literally for four nights straight.
It took me, like, two nights to watch it.
It's in my Mount Rushmore. It's replaced Wayne's World.
It's a good movie, but I really did thought the... I thought they were going to show us fucking taking down
the
end
of me. What's your Rushmore movies, then?
Back to the Future, The Matrix, Jurassic Park, and I think Oppenheimer.
Okay.
I loved Oppenheimer. Okay. Like, the beginning of it, I don't know what it was. I know it's just because I've gotten sober lately, aside from drinking, but, like, the beginning of the movie and the way the cinematography is of, like, him, like, the way... I think he's in, like, a cathedral or something. The way that, like, the stained glass windows are, like, the colors, like, shining down on him and the score of the movie. It's, like, it brought me back to a place that I felt like I was in, like, college of, like, I want to write again. Like, I don't know what
it's
it was.
Inspiring.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why
it's like
that's
supposed
why,
to do.
Yeah, like that movie made me feel something again that I haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah, Florence Pugh's tits made me feel
something. Like, yeah, besides that, like making wanting to make art, it made me want to womanize a lot
yeah,
more.
That was tight, dude. When they showed, I'll be honest, I found out like a week before. I went and saw the movie by myself in IMAX, and I heard about it, and I was like, I've been wanting to
Pee Wee Herman
look
it?
At Florence Pugh's yeah. tits for a long time, dude. And I was just sitting there. Honestly, it was a lot better than the bomb. I was like, this was tight. I laughed after I saw her tits. I was like...
I laughed after I saw her.
I was like, that's so
not
cool.
Not the hype.
I was like, those are cool.
Kind of stinky.
Just, yeah.
I was like, those fucking...
Or like Florence P.U.
Those, yeah, right. Florence P.U. Put that stinky P.U. pussy away, bitch. Never mind.
That's a woman, right?
Yeah. Never mind.
We're in March for the...
No. But I do remember being like...
But people made such a big deal.
Dude, they did. They made a big deal of showing her tits. I think
and
I talked about this the other day.
It was nothing.
But I was like...
It's art, dude.
Dude, yeah. I was
it
like...
It was nothing.
I wasn't was like every nothing. Dude in the movie like saw that and was like... Oh, like, every dude went there to see the bomb, not to see her tits. That's how much we don't
I
really care about
violence,
tits.
And I was very
yes.
upset.
Like, we were like... Probably heard like, oh, Florence Pugh's tits. We're like, yeah, but what about this bomb? Like, that's how fucking dumb we are. Like, we don't care about tit size.
Just a little hint. More violence.
Well, that's so day too. I was like, I put Cillian Murphy dick on there. Also, I want to look at it. I want to see it.
Do you see it in
not
days?
No homo, but just like,
okay, that's weird.
Just watch 28 Days Later.
Oh, was it in there?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
Damn.
He has to eat.
Well,
hey Cillian, we've seen your balls in Oppenheimer, but we've seen your balls.
But see, that's
and
the thing.
Your schlong.
Putting
the
chick's
days
tits
later.
In there, dudes just go sweet, and then girls are also like.
With the name like
I think
Cillian
girls,
Murphy,
I think girls would judge. I think girls would judge their tits more than guys would.
Cillian Murphy.
I think girls would be like, hey, "Tits are kind of weird." Kind of like that's what they'd probably
off,
say.
You know the dude's cool because he pulled off a fucking shit haircut, and like right? other idiots tried to go get it. Thing that they
totally
do
did.
God, you clowns!
You making fun of me right now?
No, I mean, I kind of, but not on purpose.
What?
That dude's fucking sick.
Make fun of my hair,
Cillian Murphy.
Making fun of your hair?
No, his.
Oh.
I made fun of it the other day. After I woke up on St. Patrick's Day, maybe texted him.
Well, like, I just got a cut like 2 days, like yesterday.
I know. I texted you maybe like Monday or Sunday. I was like, hey, dude, good seeing you. Good luck with the ugly long hair.
Immediately cut it. I was like, can't take this. Not from this guy I used to bully. No, you ain't going to bully me.
Fucking went around.
Shut up. It's Britney Spears.
This is a fucking ugly
I still
haircut.
Need to fucking edit the bloopers from the Last House episode. We have like an hour's worth of bloopers.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's probably the last time we did the podcast.
Probably like almost more fun than the show sometimes.
Dude.
If you get like a good...
There is some things that were said on the bloopers that will never see the light of day that were fucking gold. Like...
I really liked when you were asking me who I would fuck, marry, kill, and I said Saddam, and you said why, and I said because he's hung.
They just go, oh. Awesome.
Right?
All
right,
I love because
he's got a huge
this.
Dick, but they hung him.
The quick cut is because I went after I go, oh, we both start laughing yeah. immediately. All
right, fuck, marry, kill, live, laugh, love.
Kill and love.
I think I kill love, marry, laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
You fuck Liv.
Yeah. Morgan?
I think I'd...
Liv Morgan?
I guess I'd...
Liv Tyler, dude. What are you talking about? Liv Tyler's such a babe.
Mary Tyler Moore. I love
that. Olivia from Sopranos?
Whose name is Love? He kill Love.
I would...
Jordan?
Kill Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I think I'd
Jordan,
marry Laugh,
Jordan
fuck
Love.
Love and... Kill Liv.
Okay. I like it. I think so. Honestly,
just,
I asked okay. the question. I just said it because I thought it's funny. I've been saying the past like you're like live, laugh, love, fuck one, kill one, marry one. And then I just lose track of like honestly what people are saying.
You're just like, all right, I just want to hear your opinion.
Yeah. I can't keep track of the 3x3 method, but
marry, fuck, kill, me, you, Jim. We're waiting.
He wants to say he wants to fuck
I'll
himself.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, fair.
You're gonna love
I'll
me.
Fuck myself.
You're gonna love me.
I'm gonna fuck myself.
Yeah, I know you are. You're gonna love me forever. I'd fuck me.
I get it.
Would you fuck me?
I get it, Kevin.
I'd fuck me.
I had to say before I came here today in the mirror, I was like, I would fuck you.
Okay, Buffalo.
Lily, get out. I'm doing something. I'm getting ready to go hang out with my friends.
Brazilian wax for this.
I'm getting ready to hang out with my friends.
Song playing from Silence of the Lambs.
Kevin hates this story.
Goodbye, horses.
Okay. I was arguing with my parents about that. They're like, oh, you know, these people, my dad's fucking law. You know, they really got that stand your ground law down there. So if he probably, I'm like, no, dad, like he got fucked up and fell.
Fell in the fucking river.
Dude. And I was like, damn, that could have been you in Memphis.
Yeah, I know. Right?
When we lost you for fucking 3 hours.
We got out of Memphis. We're 22 years old. And from Friday night, the first night we're down there, I don't know what was in my mind, but I was gone.
Yeah.
And then the last, yeah.
Dude, it felt like 3 hours trying to find Kevin.
Friends found me turning a corner. They found my phone on the ground.
Yeah.
And I wind up back in like the hotel room and I wake up and go to pee, grab my phone. Everyone, I see 1,000 text messages like, where are you at? Where the fuck are you at? And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom.
Kevin literally goes, hey, what's up? I'm at the hotel. Where are you? I was like, dude, you suck. Dude, we lost you for like 3 hours.
Dude,
these two black girls were like, oh no, he was talking crazy. And his phone was right there. I was like, oh, then we saw you walk into the FedEx forum.
Yeah.
I could have had a moment.
Also, you got handed back a, we were at this bar, and for some reason, the door guy handed Kevin back an ID, but it wasn't Kevin's ID. It was an ID of a black man. And Kevin was just like, this isn't mine. Like, what do you want? This doesn't even look like me. It's just like, what the fuck?
It says your dick is 7 inches on your ID. Is that true? No.
You should have took the ID.
No.
I heard he was wearing the skin of that stick.
That almost happened.
We had a gym met this like pizza maker that was down there.
Oh, dude,
it
was awesome.
And this guy was like, yeah, I'm only open. I'm only open between the hours of like 9:30 p.m. and like 3 a.m. So that's where I make my grip. I was like, that's so sick. So
yeah.
Jim brings you back there the next night, and we get behind the damn counter with this dude.
Yeah.
Like, yo. Oh, let's have Garth read it.
Jim, Kevin, Todd, and Bowman.
Hang out with
Eddie hot Kingston. Girls.
Oh, yeah. And
Eddie Kingston
girls.
And hot girls. And hot chicks.
And EK is like, holy shit, Kev.
And
I've never hung out with such hot chicks before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, because you look weird. I'm like, yeah, dude, neither is my friend Jim.
Yeah, probably because you keep throwing up gang signs, Eddie.
It's so rad.
Do you, does anybody want to read this one?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Can we do rock, paper, scissors?
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
On three. Like one, two, and then on three, we're going.
So rock, paper, shoot.
Like one, two, and then on three, we're going.
Okay.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Scissors always wins. Scissor me, daddy ass.
Do you want to split it down the middle?
No, you can read it. We'll see how you do.
Title.
Title. Stone Cold Showdown, Battle for Love. Intro. Wrestling Arena Night. The arena is packed with cheering fans as Stone Cold Steve Austin, Todd, Jim, and Kevin stand in the ring surrounded by hot girls.
Oh. You think you're the only one who can attract the ladies, huh?
Should we all do our parts?
Yeah, actually, yeah, you should. I lost my place.
Wait.
You're at top.
We're one sentence. We're one line in.
If we had this all sent to ourselves, then this would be great. All
right.
Is that possible?
Jim can do Stone Cold, and I'll do Kevin and Jim.
What?
And I'll do Kevin and Jim.
Why can't I be Jim?
Stone Cold is enough.
You're right. You're right.
Who's going to be the hot girls?
Kevin.
Actually, I could pull off hot girls, too.
Kevin is a hot girl.
All right. I just sent it to you guys. Did you guys get it? All right. So, Jim, you're Stone Cold?
Yes. From the top.
All right. From the top. Title, Stone Cold Showdown, Battle for Love. Interior, Wrestling Arena, Night. The arena is packed with cheering fans of Stone Cold Steve Austin, Todd, Jim, and Kevin stand in the ring, surrounded by hot girls.
Todd, you think you're the only one who can attract the ladies, huh?
Looks like you're going to have a fight for them, Steve. The hot girls. The hot girls. That was a jiggle.
The hot girls giggle is Stone Cold, Todd, Jim, and Kevin prepare for the ultimate showdown. Cut to interior locker room moments later. Stone Cold, Todd, Jim, and Kevin gear up, psyching themselves up for the fight ahead.
You better be ready, son. I'm going to give you a run for your money.
Bring it on, Steve. Let's see what you got.
The tension in the locker room is
palpable
as they prepare to battle. We went to the same grade school. It's palpable as they prepare for the battle for love. Cut to interior wrestling ring night. The match begins with Stone Cold, Todd, Jim, and Kevin exchanging fierce blows, each fighting for the affection of the hot girls. The crowd roars with excitement as the battle rages on, bodies slamming into the mat and adrenaline pumping through their veins. Suddenly, Jim and Kevin realize that their true love isn't the hot girls.
No way! No way! I didn't even prompt it for that. It's great.
Kevin, I think I love you.
Jim, I feel the same way. They share a passionate kiss in the middle of the ring, shocking everybody, including Stone Cold and Todd.
Well, I'll be damned. Looks like love conquers all.
Yeah, it sure does.
The hot girls cheer as Jim and Kevin embrace their love stronger than ever. Cut to exterior wrestling arena night. Stone Cold, Todd, Jim, and Kevin exit the arena together, arm in arm, leaving behind a crowd of cheering fans and newfound love. Fade out.
That was a cool story. I liked it.
Notice there was an underlying
type in the rest. Give us one. Give us one. Help. So what's so funny? I said the prompt was write me a screenplay about Stone Cold, Todd, Jim, and Kevin fighting for the love of hot girls. That's all it was. And that's what ChatGPT.
That's rad. I thought your thing was like romantic comedy.
No, not at
Kevin
all.
And Jim.
Not at all. That's hilarious.
The thing was arguing over The love of hot chicks. Love that. So relatable.
So relatable.
Oh, the pizza guy let us come. Guess. The pizza guy let us come behind and like make pizza with him.
You came behind him?
Yeah, we did.
Hi, favorite.
Hey, what's up, Katie?
I don't know which mic is yours. We're gonna try it out.
And they're like, "Yeah, you only like Katie because she likes you." I was like, "Yeah, you're absolutely
right." Wait, hold on.